There's a lot of hidden secrets, and you hear the words, you hear the terminology, and you feel it. Now, I do not judge that they have chosen to play in that sandbox, because guess what? Everybody has their part to play, just like Dolores Cannon always says in her books, in all the convoluted universe books, maybe not all, because I guess I can't quote that directly, but in many, she will talk about the fact that we are all playing our part. And technically, it's not her, it's the subconscious that comes forward of the person that is receiving the hypnosis. Welcome to Activations with JJ. In today's episode, I'll be discussing what it looks and feels like to shift from 4D into 5D, the frequency of unity consciousness. There are some things in here that might surprise you, so I'm excited for you to take a listen. Let's get going. Greetings, beautiful souls. JJ here once again with an ascension message for you. This one feels very timely, and in fact, I was actually woken up with the theme for this podcast episode, so it must be important. My guides were saying, all right, it's time to record this one. And then all of the messages started flooding in before I was even sitting in front of my microphone. So I had to hurry up, hop into my recording studio and get going. But this is a fascinating topic. And as I set the stage for you, I would love to just give you a little bit of information about the verbiage that I'm going to be using, and the way that I use it, and what it means for me, so that you have clarity around that. Those of you who have been listening to me for a while know that I did some Ascension School episodes a couple of years ago, and that's a great series to listen to. I'll put the playlist down below, but I tended to focus on a few different books, one of them being Earth Changes and Beyond, Messages from the Founders by Sal Rochelle. The link is also below so that you can grab that book for yourself. I really like the way that the founders, who are a group of beings that Sal Rochelle channels in the book, explain the idea of what 4D, 5D, those kinds of words mean. Now, typically, I feel like a lot of people see the word 5D or 4D as fourth dimension, fifth dimension, but the way that I use the words 4D and 5D has less to do with dimensions and more to do with density. Let me give you a little example. So some of you probably saw the recent Doctor Strange movie. I think it's called Multiverse of Madness. That particular movie actually displays dimensions really, really well. What you are seeing as he moves from place to place with that young girl, he's moving from dimension and parallel reality to parallel reality. And these dimensions all have different flavors. They have a little bit different kind of earth on them. In addition to that, they move through different densities. And one of them, they are actually turning their bodies into like paint. In another one, they're turning into cartoons. And that's kind of an indicator of the density, the frequency that is used to make up that particular dimension. What we are experiencing right now is a density shift for Gaia as she moves into the path of the great central sun, which then facilitates her ability to transform into basically a more light-filled being, a crystalline light-filled being, because of the structure she's able to hold and we are able to hold as a collective on her, we are all able to shift our frequency. Frequency might be seen, maybe one way you could look at it is the amount of light that a particular matter can hold. And it's really one of those kind of mysterious physics type concepts, but I hope that at least what I talked about there is helpful for you. So That being said, let me tell you a little bit about the characteristics of 3D, 4D, and 5D as I see them. There are many other people who have probably written a lot more eloquent essays, books about this subject, and I would love for you to share in the comment section if you feel that there's some kind of piece of work or a book or a YouTube video that might assist other people in understanding this in more than like the 2-minute explanation I'm going to give. But the way that my guides have always shown me the difference between like 3D, 4D, and 5D. 3D, I don't think anybody listening to this right now is in 3D. Okay. So 3D is what I see as like maybe pre-1800s. I don't know how many of you have ever heard that people say when we travel, when we time travel or astral travel to a previous time period, we would be glowing if people could see us because we've already shifted. We don't see it. We're like, no, we're not. The world is still a mess. No, it's actually shifting and we are filled with more light than even people who existed on the planet 200 years ago. So if we were to go visit them, we would kind of look like glowing angels. Yep. So that kind of makes you think about some of the visions in the Bible, things people have said, like, were they just seeing people from the future? What were they seeing? Maybe. So anyhow, I don't think anybody here is in 3D, third density. So let's talk about fourth density. Fourth density is where the majority of the collective is sort of finding themselves today in this time period that we're in. And fourth density still holds space for duality. So good versus evil, positive, negative, true and false, feminine, masculine, as like opposition to each other. And the interesting thing about 4D is that it is also beginning to calibrate to more love and more unity while still playing a little bit of the games of this opposition and holding space for every single person on this planet contracted to be in that density. But most, if not all of us, also contracted that at some point in time during this lifetime, this one, this is the big one, we would release our contracts with 4D and shift into 5D. Now, the interesting thing about 5D is that once you hit the fifth density, things are no longer linear. So even though I say you shift into 5D, technically, you shift into multi-density, multi-dimensionality, where you hold space beyond time and beyond, technically beyond space, beyond dimensions, for all realities, for all frequencies, and you are not attached to any one. That's the difference between 5D and 4D. Let me put it this way. I talk about this a lot. Some of you have heard me talk about sandboxes. I have friends who are playing in a predominantly 4D sandbox. And on their podcasts or their gatherings or the discussions that they tend to have, the topics that are on their Instagram posts are definitely different than mine because they are still playing in the 4D sandbox. There is duality and a word that I call spiritual warfare happening. They are working in places where there is forces of dark and forces of light. There's a lot of hidden secrets, and you hear the words, you hear the terminology, and you feel it. Now, I do not judge that they have chosen to play in that sandbox, because guess what? Everybody has their part to play, just like Dolores Cannon always says in her books, in all the convoluted universe books, not all, because I guess I can't quote that directly, but in many, she will talk about the fact that we are all playing our part. And technically, it's not her, it's the subconscious that comes forward of the person that is receiving the hypnosis. And they say, listen, everybody is here to play their part. And we don't need to judge what part they are playing. So here's the concept that came forward that spirit was like, this is the piece that you need to highlight today in this podcast episode. There is a difference between voluntarily choosing to be in 4D, to do spiritual warfare, some people call it that, to work in, you know, the secret and stuff and like try to solve problems and fix things. There is absolutely space for that. But are you doing it from a place of fear or a place of, if I don't clean this crap up, nobody else will? That's kind of a martyr syndrome. If you are doing it from either of those places, most likely your body is giving you signs. And one of the reasons I know this is because in our Grid Worker Remembrance Workshop, which you can actually get the playback of that, I'll put the link below. This was something I did in January of 2024. Something interesting happened. We ended up releasing our contract with 4D Gridwork. And when we did, so many people said they felt lighter, just a relief. So that tells me that their nervous system was a little bit triggered being in the 4D the way they were in the 4D, where they were probably most likely emotionally attached subconsciously and felt that they were there out of almost like by force. They had to be there. They were compelled to be there. There wasn't free will in it. This is subconscious, not conscious. They would say to me, oh no, I choose all this. But there's a subconscious might have a program running that says, again, it's kind of like the savior complex that light workers get. If we don't clean this up, nobody else is going to, and we have to save the world. Sometimes I see that when the terminology around the 144,000 comes forward. There are a lot of theories about that. I've been sitting with that for a long time. One of the reasons why I don't talk about it hardly at all is because in my religious programming, it really created this sense of elitism, and I don't like that. It also dehumanizes everybody who is not 144,000 or puts them below the 144,000. So I also didn't like that. I'm still working with it. It's a work in progress. I'm not against it. I also think the number is symbolic. I also think it has to do with DNA and when we start attaching people to it and saying, am I one of the 144,000? Am I one? If you're one of the 144,000 and there's 8 billion people on the planet, then there are a bunch of people who are not, which then creates duality. Well, how do we do that but still embrace like a role that we're playing with like that is going to be fun to carry out? Fun is the key, right? The inner child piece. And that's the thing about 5D is once you're in 5D, your multidimensional awareness is increased. You also don't judge any role that anyone else is playing. So if, for instance, you're in 5D, and let's just say the 144,000 actually refers to 144,000 people, you don't look down on anybody who's not part of that, because we are everybody in 5D. I am you, you are me, we are we. We are literally a reflection of our fellow human, and they are a reflection of us. And that's something that I can say right now and right here, that I can feel everybody's like, I get it. However, at the subconscious levels, I wonder if we are really understanding that. Because if we were, I'm pretty sure the world would look a lot different. Now, this brings me to a point that is a huge theme for the month of March and beyond. Like, if you're listening to this way later, it's probably applicable to you. And that is revolving around chapter 7 of The Hathor Material by Tom Kenyon. I just did a podcast about this last week, okay? And that has to do with balance on our ascension journey, those four foundational pieces. If you choose to be in 4D, great. If you are doing spiritual warfare, if you're revealing all kinds of mysteries and secrets, and that gives you like a sense of like purpose and fun and without the fear, I'm, you know, great, more power to you. But I think it would be beneficial for all of us to check in with our Akashic Records keepers and to do a little inventory. I did this about a year ago. It was an Akashic Records inventory. That's what I called it. To see if there are any contracts you are holding that are non-beneficial, that are not currently serving you, especially your nervous system and your emotional body. And you could literally say, okay, I want to stay in 4D. It's fun to play in the dark and the light, in the good and the evil, and in truth and falsehood. It's fun to play in that sandbox. Like, I still feel like I want time in there. Because Earth is different than other places. In other places, there may not be duality, so you came here for it. I'm not judging it at all. But if it is creating issues physically for you or preventing you from infusing or integrating certain frequencies that are necessary for your ascension, because this is a planetary ascension, we have a contract together, then it might be wise to check in with the Akashic Records and see, just like we did with that grid worker remembrance workshop, where it was like the guides came in and they said, it's time. It's time. Everybody here is ready to release. Obviously, they had to give consent. Any contracts they have to do 4D grid work. A lot of times when I release those contracts, do you know what I see? Everybody's removing their armor. That's why they feel lighter. Did the armor serve a purpose? Yeah. It helped you play that role. But sometimes it's the end of a phase. It's the end of a cycle. It's the end of a contract. And we sort of hang on with the death grip to old stuff because we have programs that don't like change. So, that being said, many of you know I am offering these quantum alignment one-on-one sessions. It is to bring balance so that you can really release any and all programming that might be keeping you, that might be having you like lopsided with regards to your ascension journey. Anything and everything related to 4D and 5D, anything and everything related to your energy body, your relationship with yourself and others, your relationship with your soul purpose, and your relationship with the sacred elements, which I feel like sometimes when we dive really deep into 4D, a lot of 4D is what people like to call conspiracy theory. And I'm again, not judging it. We create our own realities anyways. And so I'm thinking too, one of the reasons I'm bringing this up is because the guides are like, you have more power than you think. The more energy that you put into the stories of duality, the more they will manifest. Right? So what we are being asked to do is to begin to transition the majority of the collective out of the duality that's not serving us, the fear-based duality, and into either non-fear-based duality, which can still exist. We're not going to do this. We're not going to pull the Band-Aid off that fast. It's going to be really traumatic if we do that. So either non-fear-based 4D or transitioning into 5D. This reminds me of a couple years ago, I did this one-on-one offering where I was working with people's DNA, and my guides had me like identify where they were on the spectrum of like 3D, 4D, 5D. And I would be like, you're at a 4.8. That was linear. And it's interesting because now I'm like, I don't even really do need to know that anymore. That's why 5D feels really good, because it's not linear. You're not rating yourself on a scale. And you are everything. This came up in our co-channeling circle recently. Someone asked a question about, as they're beginning to learn how to channel, they're a little bit worried about bringing something in that might be like a lower frequency or lower vibration, or some people will call it a negative entity. If you go really deep, our religious programming tells us like possessed by demons, or would you let a demon come through and would you ever channel one, right? Feel what that feels like in your body when I say it. A lot of us have that deep religious programming that's preventing us from expanding our channeling gifts because we are afraid of that. And I said, listen, once you release your contracts with 4D and you shift into 5D, you are everything. I can't explain it very well. It's hard for me to explain to you how comfortable it is, how peaceful it is to be in the frequency of 4D. Now, in the frequency of 4D, technically you're in all densities. You are everything. And so I can't even say like to be in it, because it doesn't really make sense. It's being too specific. But the idea is to be in multidimensionality. That's why I created my multidimensional soul integration, which consequently we are launching our spring cohort. In April, we are also launching our spring cohort of MSI practitioner training. You can find out more through the links below. But it's so important for us to understand how to navigate multidimensionality. Also to have people like myself, others who have been here for a little bit, try to articulate what it feels like. That's why I said this episode is about what it looks and feels like, because I'm like, real world people. Now, another interesting piece of all of this is going through this transition, going through these shifts, and sometimes in our partnerships, right? Even romantic partnerships, we're on a little different page sometimes. They're in a different sandbox than us. The faster you can shift into unity consciousness, at least one of you, the easier it will be. I'm interested in this topic, and that's why I've created a conscious relationships circle. I'm not calling it a workshop. I'm calling it a circle because it is a circle of people coming together to share. I have actually created a panel of couples and individuals who have navigated some of these topics. This is not an individual ascension process. This is a collective ascension process. And I think it would kind of be rough if everybody on the planet was doing it all by themselves without a partner. And I mean like a divine counterpart type partner. I don't want to call it twin flame because that's a whole other ball of wax that I don't want to get into. And so I want to hold space for those of you who are either in a partnership and trying to get it all figured out, or are desiring to be in a partnership and calling that in. So that's what this conscious relationship circle is for. It's going to be held on March 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific. Now, if you are listening to this after the fact, there will be a playback and you can check my website and my shop for that. Those are kind of some of the things that are in my, field, in the works. But this whole piece about shifting from 4D to 5D is definitely a hot topic. And I wouldn't have been woken up super early in the morning to bring this through. One last thing that I want to touch on before we finish up the episode is, so what do we do with this information, right? Well, you can, like I said, go in and check, do an Akashic inventory. Also, as you shift into 5D, you're going to find yourself more tolerant of other people. You still set boundaries, but you honor where they're at. And that's what I'm finding myself doing. There are people in the spiritual community, content creators, content creators, like I said, and we have all different flavors we're offering. Every single content creator has a different flavor, and they're all needed. They're all beautiful part of this spectrum of energies. None of us would be here. You wouldn't be listening to this. People wouldn't be in your field if they weren't part of this team. Sorry, they would be in a different timeline. You wouldn't even see them. You wouldn't even know them. So there's a reason that they're here. Everybody's playing their role. And just because someone is playing in a different sandbox than you doesn't mean you can't meet either on neutral ground, in a common sandbox that you have. You might quote unquote disagree about certain things, but that doesn't mean we can't connect, because the more that we continue to put up walls and put up barriers of communication just because somebody thinks something a little different than us, then that's when we slip right back into this duality. That's not where we're headed. We're headed into a world where we can hold space for all beliefs, and we are headed into a world where we can manifest the harmonious reconciliation of people from all different walks of life, all different backgrounds. And it's going to be so beautiful. It is so beautiful. I want to say it in present tense. It is so beautiful to be here on the new earth, isn't it? It is so beautiful. We are here. It is now. It is our choice. My friends, thank you once again for your support, for taking the time out of your day to listen to this message. I want to invite you to just take a nice deep breath. Allow yourself to receive what you need, release what you don't. Hiatakaya somia. Biatsi anaya. Aisha sakum kya tiatokoro ya uninidaya. I want to remind you that I'm sending you so much love. And as always, that I am you and you are me. And we are we. Until next time.